Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
CCTV being shown on television in Jamaica in an attempt to catch robbers who killed two Chinese business people on December 23rd. That and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, the news coming right up. In Jamaica, TVG News has been showing CCTV footage of a robbery which resulted in the death of two Chinese business people. The killings happened on December 23rd, just over a month ago in St. Elizabeth. The police say the killers are still at large and are asking for the public's help in catching them. Here is a report being carried by TVG News.
This is the moment three gunmen entered Jojo's supermarket posing as legitimate customers. This man in the orange short pants, who turned out to be the shooter, picked up several items from the shelves, pretending he was about to purchase them. The other gunmen, one in a black shirt, took up a hand basket and began picking up several items. The gunmen walked around the supermarket for a few minutes, scouting out the area, waiting for the moment they intended to carry out their deadly act. The legitimate customers seemingly had no clue that the men, who looked like shoppers, had guns and were waiting on the opportune time to kill the proprietors of the supermarket. It would also appear that the proprietors of the supermarket were totally unaware that they were in serious danger. The first deadly bullet was fired when 53-year-old Shi Yung Soo went for a box to pack the items left on the counter by the shooter himself.
The bandit then shot Mr. Shu in the head.
The shooter searched the victim but seemingly found nothing of value. The other shoppers were ordered to lay face down. The gunmen got busy searching one of the cash registers for cash and other valuables. They also tried getting the money from the other cash register but failed to get it open. A minute later, the shooter shot 48-year-old Hai Hung Wan in the head. They took the handbag from one of the shoppers, which they used to remove the money from the store. Instead of rendering help to the victims, this shopper helped himself to two bottles of rum and left the store. 3 minutes later, the police arrived, and the female who showed signs of life was taken to hospital. We asked the police about the investigation into the killings.
A very gruesome act. We are currently trying to identify the shooters and the robbers, and we're asking the public for any assistance they can give us in identifying these persons.
The police are also asking for the assistance of the public to find an employee of the establishment. They have classified him as a person of interest. That employee left the establishment minutes before the gunmen entered. The police say that employee has not been seen or heard of since the incident. Kirkwright, TVJ News.
The St. Lucia Medical and Dental Association is seeking to clear the air regarding a misconception touting marijuana as a form of medical treatment for COVID-19. DBS News World reports that the study being referred to is still in its initial stage and the result being attributed to it is inappropriate. This stems from the recent study in Chicago, which indicated that the CDB component in cannabis, when used in appropriate amounts, can potentially prevent or reduce the severity of COVID-19.
The association noted that it's still in its initial stage and that at no point did it indicate that smoking marijuana can kill the coronavirus.
Again, this was a small study, a lot more research needs to be done. And again, there were specifics which were mentioned in the study. At no point did it say smoking marijuana could have the effect that it's being touted as potentially having.
The association has warned that anyone whose brain development is not complete, that is persons under the age of 21, should not be smoking marijuana, be it recreationally or for any other reason. Ignoring this warning could be detrimental to one's health.
There are potential implications to that, including drug-induced psychosis, which is a major problem here in St. Lucia. We are living through a pandemic. COVID-19, the target organ of COVID-19, predominantly remains the lung. Of course, it can affect just about any other organ system, the kidneys, the heart. The liver, for example, can cause what we call sepsis, which is a generalized infection. But the target organ mainly remains the lung. And smoking potentially can further affect the lungs.
Scientists continue to search for ways to treat and prevent COVID-19, but to date, the best tool in the armory, says Dr. Clark, remains vaccination and adhering to public health protocols.
Trinidad and Tobago reported on Saturday 9 COVID-19 deaths and more than 1,000 positive cases recorded. More from TTT News.
It's been another day with over 1,000 new COVID-19 infections reported. The Ministry of Health says samples taken during the period January 22nd to 28th resulted in 1,081 additional positive COVID-19 cases. This brings the number of active cases to 19,660. 9 persons have also died in the last 24 hours. The number of COVID-19 related deaths is now 3,381.
In Guyana, there has been 4 more COVID-19 deaths and more than 400 new cases of the virus were recorded in just 24 hours. Here's Guyana News Source.
As the country continues to grapple with what appears to be the fast-spreading Omicron variant of COVID-19. Of the 4 latest deaths, 1 person was fully vaccinated, while the vaccination status for 2 persons was unknown, and the 4th person was unvaccinated. With the number of new infections still increasing steadily, the number of COVID-19 infections recorded since the 1st of January is nearing the 20,000 mark. It is the highest number of new infections recorded in a single month, and more than 3 times higher than the previous highest figure in a single month.
Well, right now we have 12,357 cases that are active. And over the last 24 hours, we would have recorded another 382 new cases. In terms of hospitalization, we have 157 persons in hospitals. And of those, 103 are currently at the Ocean View Hospital, with 18 of those persons in the ICU.
The Ministry of Health is encouraging fully vaccinated persons to get their booster shots and those who are still unvaccinated to get vaccinated soon.
More COVID-19 news now, this time from Dominica. Here's Roy Sanford.
As Dominica experiences a surge of positive cases of COVID-19, the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CAFR, have been asked to determine whether the Omicron variant of the dreaded virus is present on the island. Figures from the Ministry of Health released last week showed that there are now 867 active cases of the virus in Dominica. Speaking on state-owned DBS Radio, Health Minister Dr. Irving McIntyre said it is very likely the variant could be on the island based on the transmittable rate right now. He explained that samples sent to the regional body for sequencing and identification for December 2021 have all returned as the Delta variant.
We've sent up some cases because we have a lot of cases now in this present surge. So we sent up the cases, so we're just waiting response from CAFR, which comes from Mona campus in Jamaica, to tell us whether it's Omicron or not. But it's very likely that it could be, because obviously the rest of the Caribbean is impacted by Omicron.
The Omicron variant was first detected in South Africa in November 2021. Scientists from the World Health Organization say it multiplies around 70 times faster than the Delta variant, but evidence suggests it is very less severe than previous strains of the virus.
A young Vincentian activist and teacher is reiterating a position she continues to articulate, that the education system in the Caribbean needs to be changed. Adriana King was speaking on Thursday's regional Make We Chat program. She gave an example to support her position that the quote European end quote education system the Caribbean continues to hold onto is well overdue for some serious revamping.
One of the basic things, or one of the first things we have to change is our education system. Mm-hmm. We still have a very Eurocentric education system. I told you all once about this comprehension passage in one of the English books that we use in Form 2. And it was talking about people who migrated from Western Africa to the Caribbean to work on plantations. And I had to stop and ask my students, you know, is that the correct word? Did people migrate from Western Africa to come to the Caribbean to work on sugar plantations? And so we had a very lengthy conversation on that. And so, yes, we have to start with education, because I cannot sit in a classroom and tell my students that Africans migrated to the Caribbean to work on plantations. So we have to start right there. If we're talking about being, you know, we're talking about agriculture, we have to have that in the classroom as well. We have to start there. We're teaching children to become accountants and lawyers and doctors. And we still have all of these as very lofty careers, but we try to keep them away from becoming farmers. But everybody has to eat. Everybody has to eat. And if you don't eat well, you're going to end up in a hospital. So if you want to create a healthier society, you have to start with what people are putting into their bodies. So you must bring agriculture back to the classroom.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, 31st January. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.